You're now on your way to the ER.
No, not that one. Sorry.
It's time for the entertainment report.
Oh, I get it. The ER entertainment report. Genius.
You're now in the ER with Nick B. He'll cover Hollywood like only he can. Now, here's Nick B.
Reggie Bush is getting his Heisman back 15 years after it was taken away from him. If you don't remember or weren't alive back in 2005, Reggie Bush was one of the hottest college football players and ended up winning the Heisman. Back in 05, he rushed for 1,700 yards. In fact, it was 1,740 yards on 200 carries and scored 18 total touchdowns for USC. 5 years after winning the Heisman in 2010, Bush voluntarily gave up the coveted award after an NCAA investigation found he received benefits of several thousand dollars and a vehicle that were not allowed at the time, and he was ruled ineligible as of 2004. In a post on Instagram, Bush wrote, "No one can take from you what God has for you," along with a picture of his Heisman Trophy. In a statement, the president of the Heisman Trophy Trust, Michael Comford, said, quote, "We are thrilled to welcome Reggie Bush back to the Heisman family in recognition of his collegiate accomplishments. We consider the enormous change in college athletics over the last several years in deciding that now is the right time to reinstate the trophy for Reggie. We are so happy to welcome him back." A 2021 statement from the NCAA said its rules still prohibited pay-for-play type arrangements. It's a stretch to say that it's not a pay-for-play. And everyone knows the new NIL is exactly a play-for-pay scheme and one of the reasons Nick Saban retired, continuing back with what the NCAA originally said about the decision on Reggie Bush. Previous penalties, including those that are several years old, will not be reevaluated or reconsidered, they said at the time. Bush has said the NCAA defamed him and filed a lawsuit against the collegiate sports governing body. He said he wasn't paid to play football at USC, saying at the time, quote, "The NCAA had to be forced into this," Bush told The Athletic in 2020 following the introduction of the NIL. Quote, "Unfortunately, in this country, we're very retroactive. We're not proactive. Something had to happen first for people to want a change in it or for people to see that there is an actual injustice there. Unfortunately, I feel like it had to come with me. There are certain steps and certain events that open people's eyes and change people's perception on things. I think that was one of them. It was important for us to get here to where we are now. Hopefully thousands and thousands of kids will benefit from this point going forward," he added. Bush will also be invited to future Heisman Trophy ceremonies and USC will receive a replica trophy. He said, quote, "I'm grateful to once again be recognized as the recipient of the Heisman Trophy," end quote, Bush said in a statement released by his representatives. He went on to say, "This reinstatement is not only a personal victory, but also a validation of the tireless efforts of my supporters and advocates who have stood by me throughout this journey. I want to make it abundantly clear that I have always acted within the integrity and in accordance with the rules and regulations set forth by the NCAA. The allegations brought against me were unfounded and unsupported by evidence, and I am grateful that the truth is finally prevailed," end quote. With Bush's reinstatement, USC has the most Heisman Trophy winners in college football with 8. Former NFL quarterback and 2012 Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Manziel thanked the trust for, quote, "doing what was right and welcoming a storied member of our history back into the fold. There were many voices throughout this process that stood on the table for Reggie simply because of the kind of human being he is. I look forward to being on that stage with you this December at Reggie Bush. You deserve it," end quote, Manziel wrote on X. I wonder if Nissan, who runs those Heisman House commercials, will feature Reggie coming home or something. You know they're thinking about it, and expect this to play out all of next year during college football if you still watch that rigged stuff. Reggie was a Super Bowl champion with the New Orleans Saints, who drafted him out of college, and he continued to play football with many teams until he retired at 32 in 2017. It's nice when things work out, especially considering he dodged a bullet by breaking up with his ex. Just Google it. A porn star and OnlyFans that goes by the name of Girthmeister has recently revealed about how much he earns in a month, and the number is just as impressive as why he earns so much. Girthmeister is alleged to have a massive girth penis that's the same width as a wine bottle and has become all of the rage in the porn industry, making an impressive $80,000 a month. But he's also spending about 80 hours a week to earn that. Girthmeister really blew up after getting a shout out by none other than Cardi B, who posted a SpongeBob meme in reference to his package, and that caused his popularity to skyrocket. I'm not a supporter of people getting into porn, and I think it's beneath them, and there are better ways to make money. But if dude is the circumference of a wine bottle, damn. He's Australian, by the way, if that matters. Brandy's little brother, Ray J, is causing concern after he posted on Instagram that he got new face tattoos. The tattoos are the names of his kids and the logo of his new streaming service he's launching called Tronex Networks. He exited his company Raycon Global, which reportedly made him about $35 million a year, to focus on his streaming network. In a post where he debuted his new tattoos, he said, quote, "I guess I can't be a host no more," end quote, and claiming to be going all in on the new network. Fans are concerned that he might be going through some issues as his behavior in the video is being questioned. Ray J says doctors have reached out to him to make sure he is okay, and he thanked them for their concern, but it's all love. One commenter said Ray J is going through it as he's 40 and acting like 20. Ray J is being divorced by his now ex, Princess Love. We hope all is well. His new service is online and only $4.99 a month, if you're interested. Lastly, people are too comfortable talking about everything and telling all of their issues online. No one is more comfortable than Christina Applegate, who announced she has multiple sclerosis back in August of 2022. And since then, it seems like every time she is on a podcast or a show, she talks in depth about her health. I realize people are going to want to know, but at the same time, there is some shit that you just should keep to your damn self. She was recently on a new podcast that she and Meadow Soprano will be doing where they talk about their health and their MS. Applegate went into detail about her experiences with COVID and how she was, and I quote, "pissing out her ass and has been wearing diapers ever since." This is textbook of keep that kind of shit to yourself, because damn. Check out the podcast if you want to hear the full interview. It's called Messy with Christina Applegate and Jamie Lynn Siegler. That's going to do it for this episode of In the ER with Nick B. To learn more about me, visit www.nickbnation.com and be sure to follow me on all socials. I am at Nick B Talks. Y'all be good, and I will see you next time.
Proceeding was produced by Look Butterflies Entertainment. All rights reserved. Unauthorized reproduction or rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of Look Butterflies Entertainment is strictly prohibited. Check our website for shows, ways to listen, and all of our social media links. To learn more, visit www.nickbnation.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Look, butterflies.